Up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We were supposed to have Dr. Michael Smith on yesterday, but due to conflict in our schedules, he is going to be on today doing the show that we promised yesterday, talking about some of the exciting breakthroughs that are on the horizon for 2012 in the area of life extension. Later in the show, several of you who have asked me to do this show, we have Rob Wolf, author of The Paleo Solution, coming on during the second half of the show to do Paleo 101, Paleo for Beginners. What really is the paleo diet? There's so many different versions out there, with dairy, without dairy, with grains, without grains. We're going to get to the bottom of that today once and for all. But let's get started with my good friend, Dr. Michael Smith. We're wrapping up the year. It's another year in the can, as they say, Dr. Smith.
Yeah, how's that? How was your year?
My year was fantastic. I was just interviewed on NPR.
Oh, nice!
Really nice interview on National Public Radio a week or so ago. It aired in January. I will be on. I will be a panel guest on Fox and Friends. I have to fly to New York for that. I have been reviewed by Ashley Banfield at CNN, and hopefully will become a regular go-to person about nutrition, exercise,
nice.
and what I think is wrong with the healthcare system. So I'm hoping that next year we actually can bring more mainstream people into the fold of understanding that physical culture, longevity techniques, these are the way to avoid disease, not to look younger so you can pick up hot chicks. You know what I mean? Because really, you know what? Did you see Dr. Jeffrey Life on Fox recently?
I did not, no.
Did you hear about it?
No. What happened?
He did more to set back the anti-aging movement in 5 minutes than anybody could have done in years.
What did he say?
You know, he's the spokesperson for Cenogenics. The guy's got a great physique. He's in his 70s. He has the body of a 25-year-old. There's no disputing that. He looks great, okay? But this young lady got him up there, and they kept flashing pictures of his physique and him working out, and they tried to paint this picture of vanity, and then they overshadowed him with vanity, and then all they focused on was growth hormone. And they said, what do you use to stay young, Dr. Life? And I'm paraphrasing, and, you know, he said, well, variety of supplements, but they wanted him to say, so she went right to it. She said, well, don't you use growth hormone? He goes, growth hormone is one of the things that I use. And she says, well, isn't it true that growth hormone is only supposed to be prescribed for idiopathic short stature in children? And instead of him coming out and going, no, I don't know where you got your information from, but that is old news. That's completely incorrect. He just kind of went, well, most of the time. And it's like he hemmed and hawed. And then before he could even get an answer out, she jumped on him again. Well, isn't growth hormone dangerous to use? Doesn't it cause cancer? And he says, well, there is some research out there that does point to. And like before he could get it, she jumped on. It's like. He should have said, absolutely not. It does not cause cancer any more than breathing causes cancer. Oxygen is implicated in the growth of cancer cells, but we wouldn't tell you to stop breathing. Growth factors happen to be corollary, not causative. It's like he totally.
Nothing like that. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
He shot the whole thing down. I mean, I think anyone who watched that came away going, oh, these crazy anti-aging zealots.
Yeah, that's how most people see us, right? Most of my colleague friends, Carl, think I'm a quack. I'm the quack because I believe in nature. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. You and Hippocrates.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know what? I think this is a great opportunity, too, just to remind your listeners that we're still battling the new dietary ingredient guidelines.
Yes, everything before 1994 they want to abolish, right?
Yes. Basically, they, you know, this is still very serious. We got an extension to 90 days, which just came up, and basically a lot of companies like Life Extension submitted what we believe would be adequate changes to the guidelines, in some cases just starting over or at least working, you know, we're trying to get the FDA to work a little bit closer with the industry in producing these guidelines, because as you know, the way they stand right now, things would have to come off the market, there'd be no innovation, you'd have to supply safety data as if fish oils were actually food additives, not a true supplement. So we're at kind of a position or a time right now where we would love to see another big push by the general population to the congressmen, to the congresswomen out there, to really take a look at this guideline, because you know it really has nothing to do with Congress right now. It's in the hands of the FDA, and they are their own little bureaucracy over there in Washington. And so we really need to make all of Congress aware of what's going on and what they're trying to do here. So just as a reminder, lifeextension.com/LAC. That's our Legislative Action Center. They can go there, fill in the information, and we'll send off a letter or a fax for them showing that they are against the current NDI guidelines.
Yeah, and this is really a big issue, and it has kind of fallen through the cracks, so to speak. I think we've forgotten about it. People need to go to Life Extension website, lef.org/, what is it?
LAC.
LAC.
LAC, yeah. Legislative Action Center. Well, here's the thing, and I think this, what happens is, you know, there's so much information out there, Carl. We're bombarded with stuff, not just in the health industry, I mean, all over the place. I mean, look at the internet. And so I think the government, the FDA, uses this to their advantage. You know, they know that if they just keep quiet for a while,
it'll go away.
Most people are going to forget about it. That's just the way it is today.
There's so much going on. We have very short attention spans.
We do. And they play into that a little bit, but we can't let this drop. I mean, this is still right now, they haven't accepted any of the comments. They haven't accepted any of the like, for instance, the changes we'd like to see as a company, as Life Extension and some of the other big, they haven't accepted it. They haven't said anything. So as of today, they could start imposing these guidelines right now, Carl.
And a lot of products would have to come off the market, and you wouldn't see these products for a very, very long time.
My favorite example here are fish oils. I know you take fish oils, right?
Yes.
I take fish oils. If you're someone who gets the omega-3s from your favorite fish oil product, listen, those fish oils are going to come off the market because in that supplement form, they were not marketed prior to 1994, so they're going to come off the market. Each company is going to have to submit their own safety data, even though fish oils have been used for pretty much right around the mid-90s like crazy, and we're going to have to supply safety data for that. We're going to have to take them off the market until we produce that kind of research for the FDA. Yeah. Your fish oil could very soon may not be available.
Yeah, these are draconian methods that don't surprise me. I mean, it's just typical of the FDA's heavy-handed, corrupt approach to trying to get control of an industry that the pharmaceutical industry sees as their bastion, right, of hope. Because, you know, we had a guy on yesterday from the UK, Justin Smith, who wrote the book 29 Billion Reasons to Lie About Cholesterol, and now is trying to create the movie. And the UK is having the same problem that they're having here, and that is that the pharmaceutical agenda is overriding everything.
Right,
and that's because pharmaceutical companies have so much money to throw at mainstream media venues to keep their propaganda out there.
Well, not only that, Carl. Another thing to understand, you know, the government, the NIH, the FDA, they use a lot of those pharmaceutical companies for research monies. And if the FDA ever actually persecutes In federal court, a pharmaceutical company, they can no longer do business with that pharmaceutical company. That's why you see big companies like Pfizer, instead of their CEOs going to jail and Pfizer being shut down, they simply get misdemeanor slaps on them so that the FDA can continue to work with them. You got to think about, you know, the FDA does research. The NIH does research. A lot of that money comes from some of those huge pharmaceutical companies.
And you know what? And I am totally against big government, but this is one area that should be government funded and not client funded. That's the problem here.
Well, the way to think of it is this: the pharmaceutical companies, they become too big to prosecute, because if they do and they get slapped with with something greater than a misdemeanor, the FDA has maybe lost a significant amount of research money.
Yes. Yes.
And also just some of their own funding. So there's something else to consider. That's why you just see these little hand slaps going on. By the way, you know, Bill Falloon, the founder of Life Extension,
yes,
has a great book out there, Pharmacracy. I highly suggest that book for people. It's an incredible book. It's an easy read. And after about 10 pages, even though it's about a 150-page book, after about 10 pages, you're going to be mad.
Yeah.
It really is scary what we are allowing, and I say it that way because I think we're allowing, the FDA to really extend its reach far beyond it ever was supposed to reach.
Yes, but you know what? Let's pick this up on the other side of the break. I want to talk a little bit about this a little bit further, because this does play into 2012. Things have to change, and then we'll start talking about some of the research that's coming to the forefront. We're going to be talking about DHA and menopause, lots of great things. We're going to be recapping some things. Apparently, some of you didn't get the message about magnesium threonate. I still see people asking questions about it. So we're going to recover that as well with Dr. Michael Smith. If you don't already get a copy of Life Extension magazine, you really are missing out. My good friend and physician, Dr. Mark Gordon, is on the cover this month. We did a show on traumatic brain injury with him. LEF.org. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to get your free 6-month subscription today. We'll be right back. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects: estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw: the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to Atomic AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. One of the things that I wanted to mention when we come back, when we came back from the break, is that Life Extension Foundation is having an amazing membership drive right now. You can get an annual membership for $25. This is ridiculous because people don't realize what they get for $25, Michael. I mean, right. Never mind the fact that you get these wonderful webinars that Dr. Smith puts on about all sorts of breaking research, and you hear it there first, because quite often some of this stuff is being funded by LEF.
Right.
But you could pick up the phone and call and speak to a practitioner and ask them questions about supplements or anything you want.
Yeah, really anything, medicine, disease. They'll even do research for you if that's what you need. So
I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Those of you out there who are like struggling, like you have an issue and you're struggling, and you're like, you're spending hours and hours and hours poring over the internet, talking to people who know little to nothing about what you want to know about. $25, and then you pick up the phone and you make a phone call and say, look, I'm struggling with IBS. What's the latest research? I'm struggling with gout. What's the latest research? You have a team of practitioners who go to work for you for $25 a year.
Yeah, and it really is your own personal team, you know, what they can even do for you. Even if they don't have the answer right then and there, Carl, they will do the research. They'll ask around. They might spend 2 or 3 days putting together a packet for you, and they will call you back, actually. And they will go through everything they've found on whatever the issue is that you wanted to talk about, and then they'll send you information through email, mail, whatever it is. So I don't know of any other company that has that level of service as far as health advisors go.
Yeah, no, it's really a great deal. It really is. So those of you who don't belong, you really need to join. And then the money goes to LEF.org, who fights the good fight against these things that we don't take the time to fight.
I want to just mention that, if you don't mind, Carl. I think this is important. People ask, why is it a membership type foundation? We are ultimately, where I work, the foundation. It's a nonprofit organization. We fund research, and we do our own research, but we mostly fund research throughout the world on all of these things that we enjoy today, like CoQ10, melatonin, DHEA. Some of the new stuff we're going to talk about today with DHEA menopause comes out of the research that we've funded. Well, guess where we get that money from?
Membership.
Memberships. The membership money goes directly into the foundation. Some of the products that we have, there's a certain percent that also moves into the foundation. But ultimately, when you become a member and you pay that money every year, you become a partner with us, because we use that money to fund the foundation, which funds all that research. I mean, without you guys, we can't keep doing this.
Yeah. No, it's really important. It really is important to belong to Life Extension Foundation. If you really are interested in maintaining access to healthy things, because they're the ones who have, Bill Falloon is the one who took on the FDA and won.
Right.
You know, Life Extension Foundation is the only organization that beat the FDA.
Yeah, he had over 40 some odd charges against him, and all 40 were dropped.
You know, you got to give it up to the guy, and to the organization. Keep in mind that Life Extension Foundation is positioned as an information provider. That's how they started.
Yes.
They are an information, and granted, they've introduced some supplements that they, I mean, Life Extension Foundation is the organization that introduced DHEA, correct?
Yep.
Melatonin.
CoQ10. We had the CoQ10. We had the first antioxidant formula on the market. Bill Falloon actually went on Merv Griffin's show back in the early 80s and talked about the antioxidant formula called the Life Extension Mix. That was the first on the market.
And, you know, when you think about CoQ10, CoQ10 is being used to treat Parkinson's disease right now. I mean, what Life Extension Foundation has contributed in research actually is impacting mainstream medicine. It's not just those of us out here who, you know, oh, we want to take supplements to stay alive. You know what I mean?
And you know, another thing too, the membership money also helps us not just with the clinical research and in the laboratory research. It helps Bill Falloon do the research and put together a research team to write a book like Pharmacracy.
Right.
You know, I pulled it up and I was way off. There's actually 300 pages of solid information in here about the relationship between the government, the FDA, and pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of research that went into, and that takes a lot of money, that type of research. But what I wanted to mention here, Carl, and this is important, this book is not just about bashing. Bill Falloon actually presents a solution to our healthcare crisis, and that is with a free market approach to off-patented pharmaceuticals. He makes the point that right now the unfunded liability in our Medicare system is $24.6 trillion.
Holy mackerel!
$24.6 trillion. We only bring in about $2 trillion a year as federal revenues. So basically, very soon here, all of our money. So really, right now we should have a pot somewhere, a pot of gold, worth $24.6 trillion. And guess what? We don't. Why? Because over the years, the FDA, different researchers, different politicians, they put their little hands into that pot of gold.
Yeah.
And they pull out that money for different reasons that have nothing to do with healthcare. So this is, I mean, I don't know how we're going to be able to afford this. So at least he offers the beginning of what could be a solution, and that is a more free market approach to patent pharmaceuticals. You really need to read it. He lays it out very clear. It would get us on the right path.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's a great book. It's a great book. And you guys are doing great things over there. Let's talk about DHEA for a second. Menopause,
yeah.
Menopause, I've always said this. If men went through menopause, there would have been a cure decades ago.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. Yeah.
Because a man, you know why? Because our culture is designed where women at one point in time were not breadwinners. They stayed home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if a guy knew that, wow, when I hit 45, I may have to take off for 5 years because I'm going to feel like crap for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, they would have found that. Okay. But women are just recent, you know, additions to the workforce. So now we're starting to get it. We're like, holy mackerel.
Yeah, we're actually starting to do better studies where we're including women. You know, there was a time when all clinical studies were pretty much all men. It was a very gender-specific research approach. So that's all changing. And you're right, women are hitting the marketplace. And you know, let's be honest, women drive the supplement industry.
Yes, they
really
do.
I mean, probably 60% of our members. I mean, maybe there's families involved, but they're all in it because the mom or the wife got them involved.
Yes. Yes.
So as I've always said, women are very smart. We need to follow them, Carl.
I follow one woman and I love following her. I'd rather be behind her than in front of her.
There you go. I think you know your place.
Yes. But you know, getting back to DHEA, let's talk for a minute about the most confounding symptoms of menopause.
Uh-huh.
Are probably the hot flashes,
right,
and the brain fog, which really shuts women down, makes it impossible for them to sleep, makes it impossible for them to function during the day. The lack of sleep leads to the brain fog. The lack of sleep, the interrupted sleep with hot flashes and palpitations, waking up in the middle of the night over and over again for week after week, really is damaging to health. And so we're starting to understand that one of the main things to get under control is to reduce these hot flashes, which, in my opinion, from the research I've done, it's hormonally charged.
Right.
But the common denominator is blood sugar management. These hot flashes are precipitated by a vasomotor response.
Correct.
And a hypoglycemic episodes that occur simultaneously.
There does seem to be that association. I think finally mainstream medicine is coming around a little bit to recognizing that, which brings up an interesting point. So this new study comes out showing that DHEA can actually help, not just with hot flashes, with many of the menopausal symptoms, but they do help with the hot flashes and that mental fog. So the question is what is DHEA doing that's helping, maybe beyond the hormonal balancing? What is it doing that's helping with the hot flashes? And it might have to do with regulating blood sugar better, which we know DHEA plays a very important role in regulating blood sugar.
In fact, DHEA has a reciprocal relationship with insulin. When DHEA levels are high, it is predictable that insulin levels will be low. If insulin levels are high, it's predictable that DHEA levels will be low. So some people believe that you can prime the pump by elevating DHEA levels through supplementation. You can push insulin down. By pushing insulin down, you have a more harmonious blood sugar regulatory system instead of having these wild spikes. And it's very clear why the adrenal hormones are really the target to solve some of these problems. Because as women start to go into menopause, their ovaries produce less and less estrogen. So the adrenals take on the challenge. They go, well, we're going to bump it up. The adrenals become overworked in a woman going through menopause. And subsequently, all adrenal hormones start to get whacked out. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, and so we know that, you know, what goes along with all of the menopausal hormonal imbalances are the adrenal fatigue symptoms, which definitely don't help. And, you know, what's interesting about this, and this is where I think it's important for everybody to understand, what we try to do here at Life Extension, we try to recognize that every woman is different. Every woman will go through menopause differently. And that's an important point to remember, because when you really look at what a woman is going through with menopause, you could almost break them up into the traditional symptoms, the hot flashes, the mental fog group. You can put them into almost a metabolic syndrome type group.
Yes.
And you can put them into an adrenal fatigue group. And I don't mean to, there is crosstalk in those different groups. But that's why if you're having issues with menopause, call the Life Extension doctors. We train them to think of it that way, and they can ask you the appropriate questions. And what they'll do is they'll start first where they think that greatest imbalance is. Because you can, if you are more in that adrenal fatigue type picture, and you correct, say, estrogen and progesterone balance, that may help a little bit, but it's not going to complete the picture, because you're still mentally fatigued. You're still having sugar issues because of the adrenal fatigue. And so it's important to know kind of where you fall first, make that first correction, and then that leads to those other parts.
Let me ask you a question. What if a person has had blood work done and her DHEA levels are in the higher side of normal? Is that an indicator that her adrenals are functioning, or could her adrenals be overworked? I mean, what I'm trying to say is the presence of DHEA in and of itself an indicator of normally functioning adrenals? I don't think so.
Okay. It's not, That's a misconception. Keep in mind, the reason we don't have solid answers when it comes to the link between the adrenals and, say, menopause, is because a lot of doctors don't believe that there's any such there's no such thing as adrenal fatigue. So there's not a lot of research to go off on.
Because unless you have frank adrenal failure,
they don't
recognize it.
Either you're on the frank high side or the frank low side.
Right.
That's Addison's disease.
Addison's, right.
Disease. Yeah.
Right.
And so if you don't, outside of that, no medical doctors really believe in adrenal fatigue. So there's not a lot of research really to go on that. So I can only give you our experience here at Life Extension, because we do look at things like AM and PM cortisols and how that correlates to DHEA. And this is what we've come across more and more, how we pinpoint adrenal fatigue. It's not an absolute number of cortisol. It's not an absolute number of DHEA. It's the loss of the normal diurnal pattern of cortisol. When you start seeing the peaks getting all messed up, cortisol is supposed to peak nicely in the morning, peak nicely in the evening. When you start seeing a flattening of those peaks, cortisol level could still be normal, but it's not peaking the way it should. That's usually a sign that someone's struggling with adrenal issues.
So with that being said, if someone clearly has adrenal issues, still has high DHEA levels in serum, supplementing with DHEA would then allow the supplementation of DHEA would allow the adrenals to kind of back off, that some of the load of production is removed. That in and of itself should aid the adrenals, shouldn't it?
Yeah, and that's fine. But keep in mind, I think, Carl, what you're doing here is you're picking out a small percent of the population, because most of the time when we look at women with menopausal symptoms, they've lost that diurnal control. It looks like they definitely got some adrenal issues. DHEA, I can almost predict 99.9% of the time is going to be bottomed out.
Yeah.
And so raising that and filling up, and instead, as you said, priming that pump, it brings the DHEA up, it takes the pressure off the insulin, sugar improves, the adrenals get to relax a little bit, and now the progesterone and estrogen, when you try to rebalance those, that works better. You're more successful with the traditional treatments now.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And that's kind of what this one study showed. But what's really interesting about this too, they looked at three different groups in this study. They looked at the two main groups that we want to talk about. There were 12 women in a DHEA alone group and 12 women in an estrogen progesterone alone group, and they looked at symptoms, how well the hot flashes cleared up, the mental fatigue, and sex drive. They looked; those are the three main parameters they looked at, and what they found is the DHEA group by themselves, those 12 women, did better across the board, even above the estrogen progesterone women, which is interesting because what's the first thing your doctor is going to do or what's the first thing one of my medical doctor colleagues is going to
do? Estrogen, progesterone, testosterone.
Well, most of them, it's just going to be estrogen.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're not even going to forget the. They're not even going to balance the progesterone.
Unopposed.
If you go to a good one, Carl, yeah, maybe they'll smart and they'll balance out that estrogen progesterone. But it looks like from this study, the first thing we might want to do is correct that DHEA. Takes pressure off the adrenals. Sugar levels get better. Now you can go to the progesterone estrogen balance, and that now it works better.
Yeah.
So it looks like maybe what we need to be doing is correcting DHEA levels.
That's
first.
Really interesting. And you know what? That's great because DHEA is an over-the-counter supplement.
It's easy. Now I wondered what might happen in 2012 now.
Yeah, if they
you
take
think
it off the market.
There might be a push to get it off the over-the-counter and make it a drug. Who knows? We got to you watch. Some pharmaceutical company is going to jump on this study. They're going to extend it. They're going to show the results are good. And then they're going to start trying to make DHEA a prescription.
Well, they'll methylate it. You know,
do something. Yeah, now they'll cause more cancer.
All right. When we come back, I want to talk about magnesium 3 and 8 again. Even though we talked about it before, some of our listeners are not using it, so they don't remember.
I want to bring up a very important point about magnesium 3 and 8 that I may not have brought out enough the first time we talked about it.
All right. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can
help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. Later in the show, Rob Wolf will be doing the Paleo Nutrition 101 for Beginners, clearing up some myths and some misunderstandings about paleo nutrition. Just want to remind everybody, in January, AgeForce is coming out with two new patches. One of them is a new B12 patch that uses the natural form of B12, not cyano, not methyl. And they're coming out with a fat burner patch, non-stimulant, peptide-driven fat burner patch. Look for those in January. Okay. So let's get back to this. Magnesium 3-8 is something that we broke the news on this show, thanks to you. And then right. The study was published about 2 weeks later, and people are starting to talk about it now.
Yep.
And it appears to be a cognition enhancer because it seems to improve neural activity in the brain.
Well, it's specifically magnesium. Okay, magnesium itself is a key mineral for forming the synaptic connections, and those are the connections that nerve cells make to each other, right?
Right.
And it's those connections that allow neuronal pathways to develop, which is where our thought processes come from, the memory, the recall. It's all how these nerves connect. On average, each neuron in your brain, and there's about a hundred billion neurons in your brain, each one makes about 10,000 connections. What we're finding is when it comes to the age-related cognitive decline, can't find my keys, not thinking right, the mental fog is more related than anything else to the loss, you know, of those connections.
Right.
Neurologists call it the synaptic decay. And so one of the key nutrients there is magnesium. Now, one of the questions we've always had is, why is it that in industrialized nations are cognitive problems so more prevalent than you find in developing nations? One of the reasons might be is in industrialized countries like the United States, magnesium deficiency is far worse.
Really?
Because of all the processed foods. When you industrialize, you're associated with more processed foods.
Yes.
We actually think it might be linked to the loss of magnesium. It's very deficient in our diets. It's deficient throughout Western Europe, and that's where you find more of those age-related cognitive problems. So what we got to do is we got to get more magnesium into the system.
In general.
Yeah. Do you take a brain formula?
Is Cabernet Sauvignon considered a brain formula? that's a synaptic decay formula.
It depends on how much you take of it, I guess. But no, listen, you know, here's how I want your listeners to think about it. You know, we have a really good brain formula called Cognitex at Life Extension. It's the one I take. And there's a lot of good ones out there. But those brain formulas, they're there to like increase blood flow, improve neurotransmitter levels. In some cases, we're not really sure what they do. Like ginkgo, there's a lot of theory out what ginkgo does, but we're not really sure. But we do; it does help. But here's the thing: all of those things are more functional. They're helping the nerve cell at a functional level. But if you don't have a good structure, if the nerve cell structure in any way is you know, damaged or degraded, meaning like less connections, you can pour all the ginkgo you want into it. It's not going to work as well because the engine itself is not structured right.
Right.
So you can almost think of magnesium threonate as, or forget the threonate for a moment. You can almost think of magnesium as the key primer that's going to help all of those more expensive brain formulas work better. Because once you allow the brain to be structured better, you have better connections. The synaptic decay is improving. There's more connections. There's more quality connections. Then when you add your favorite product on top of that, I think you're going to get a greater effect. That's why magnesium is so important. The issue is not necessarily magnesium, though. The problem is getting magnesium into the brain.
Which is why, where the 3-8 formula comes in, right?
That's where the 3-8 comes in.
Does our body convert magnesium to 3-8, or does it have to get it from diet?
No, it'll convert. Yeah, magnesium can convert throughout all those different forms. By far, the body will utilize the oxide form the most, citrate form, stuff like that. It will make some 3-8, and that's how the body naturally transports magnesium into the brain, is when it's in that 3-8 form. 3-8 is a metabolite of vitamin C. So you got to get the 3-8. In a sense, you have to get this metabolite from your diet. It attaches to the magnesium, and it acts basically like a transport that allows that magnesium to get into that blood or through that blood-brain barrier.
How do you like that?
So what you do is you take your vitamin C. It gets metabolized in many different processes. It produces this chemical 3-8, attaches to some of the magnesium in your body that you get from your diet, which is probably pretty low, and a little bit of it gets into your brain. So here's what we're thinking. Let's get more magnesium in, and let's simply attach it for you to some 3-8. How's that?
That's sweet.
And that right there is the innovation. It's not that we're making magnesium any better. I actually had that question at the webinar. Why is this magnesium better than regular magnesium? No. It's still just magnesium. We're just, the innovation here is getting it where it needs to be. We're targeting the brain with 3-8.
Now, it's also important to understand that the research on magnesium 3-8 is really quite impressive. The neural activity after supplementation is like 100% more activity than without supplementation. It's dramatic.
And you're talking about a very short period of time.
What period of time was that?
2 weeks.
Wow.
2 weeks, yeah. So you're seeing, and not only, now listen, it's not, Carl, it's not just, you know, rats and animals and even now some smaller human studies where humans are doing, or rats are doing better in mazes and stuff like that. As far as the rats did, they actually took brain biopsies. Now listen, I know people sometimes are like, yeah, but this is another animal study, et cetera. We got to start somewhere. And you may not like to hear this, Carl, but you know what? The rat brain is pretty darn close to the human brain.
Really?
It's a good model for that. So listen, so if something helps a rat brain, most likely it's going to help the human brain. And here's what they did. It wasn't just that the rats in 2 weeks were, you know, doing the water maze better or their spatial, different spatial mazes that they do. It wasn't a functional thing. They actually did biopsies of the brains. And what they did is you can actually, based on what part of the brain it is, you can fluoresce the connections, the synaptic connections, and you can see this under a microscope. And it is so clear, and you can find this in the Life Extension magazine. We have those slides that they used in the actual study up, and you can see just in 2 weeks, the rats on the magnesium 3-8, it looks like a Christmas tree. It's so lit.
Could it be said that magnesium 3-8 enhances neuroplasticity?
Well, yeah, because the definition of plasticity is
the ability to collateralize, to continue to grow.
Yes, and that comes through what? Better connections.
Right. Yep. Wow, this is pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, so in a sense, we're taking that adult brain that has lost a lot of plasticity, right?
Right.
And we're turning that into more of a younger plastic brain. I know that sounds weird to say plastic, but that's what it is.
It's a malleable,
plastic brain that actually can learn better, think better. Why do kids learn languages so quick? They have plasticity. They make these connections very quickly, great connections between nerve cells. As adults, we don't learn language very well because we've lost those connections in the language parts of the brain.
Yeah.
So if you want to learn a language, maybe, you know, find your favorite tape and try some magnesium 3-8 and let us know how it works.
Yeah, and by the way, if you are a member of Life Extension Foundation. All their supplements are on sale right now. Deeper member discounts, so you can get magnesium threonate probably cheaper than ever before.
Yeah, it's basically compared to your average brain formula, magnesium threonate. Remember, it's the primer, right?
Right.
But you're talking about, you know, pennies to the dollar compared to your average brain formula.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to focus a little bit on the liver for 2012. Also, we don't pay enough attention to the liver, and Dr. Smith is going to talk to us about how to better care for our liver. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Your goals, longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, Tony, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Every day I'm hustling.
Every day I'm hustling. That's what we do here at Superhuman Radio. Every day I'm hustling. Hustling and trying to get the word out about the truth, the connection between nutrition and disease. Don't get sick in the first place. Just eat right. Okay. The liver is like the sponge in your sink. that you use to wipe the countertop and wash the dishes. And you know how that sponge gets stinky? It stinks so bad sometimes. It's disgusting. You just want to throw it away. And most of us do throw it away. Some of us will put it in the dishwasher and try to clean it out. But eventually you just got to throw it away because it's just so full of funk. Well, guess what? Your liver is the same thing for your body, except you can't squeeze it and wring it out. You can't put it in the dishwasher and wash it out, and you can't throw it away. So how do you protect it? How do you take care of it? How do you rejuvenate it? How do you clean it? What do you say, Dr. Smith?
Well, you know, okay, you know, one of the reasons it gets so dirty and it gets so bogged down, like you say, is, and again, this is coming from some good research now. It looks like it's the free radical, the oxidative stress that is created in the liver due to all of that detoxifying. I mean, anything that comes into your system, not just food, but what you breathe, what seeps in through your skin, if anything gets in your system, it eventually makes its way to the liver, right?
Right.
And the liver goes through a lot of oxidative processes to detoxify those chemicals. But that, so in one end, it's good, the oxidative stress, because it's detoxifying those chemicals. But every time it detoxifies a chemical, it produces free radicals that can actually damage that hepatocyte, that liver cell. So we actually think that it's really the free radical exposure that's ultimately what is causing our livers to have such a hard time in our day and age, you know, considering just how our environment is. So what we want to do, we're keeping this simple. We want to help the liver cell detoxify free radicals better. We want the liver cell to reduce oxidative stress better. We think that alone will allow the liver to function better. Now, there's two main processes that the liver uses, two main enzymes that the liver uses to get rid of free radicals. One is superoxide dismutase.
Right, SOD.
Yes, SOD. And the other one is catalase. And we've shown, and this comes out of the Journal of Clinical Gastroenterology, that as we get older, the levels of SOD and catalase within the hepatocyte decrease significantly with each year. By the time you're 70, your liver cell has pretty much lost its ability to fight free radicals.
Now, compound that with the average 70-year-old in this country who's a victim of polypharmacy and taking six or seven different medications, the liver is overwhelmed.
Yeah, that adds a whole other thing to it, doesn't it? I mean, just in our environment today, with the environmental toxins that we're exposed to, the oxidative stress is so high today in the liver. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, that, it just shows you how resilient the liver actually is, that it can even handle
the liver. The liver's like a starfish; they can cut a piece out and it'll grow back.
It's amazing. You can live on 5-10% of liver function. Here's what's amazing, though. But you add then, like you just said, I think that's a good point, Carl. So we have all these toxins we're dealing with the environment, and then we take a whole rainbow array of pills every day that just simply mask problems, and you're just adding on to all of this metabolic responsibility that the liver's going through. And when you're already older, when you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, the liver can't even keep up with the environmental stuff.
So what do you do, Dr. Smith, in the last 7 minutes of the show here? What do you do? Is there an answer? Do you just supplement with SOD? What do you do?
The question is how do you get SOD and catalase delivered into the hepatocyte? And so that's one issue. The other issue is where you're going to get these from. So let me first talk about where we're getting the SOD and catalase from. That's the first part of this, okay? We actually think one of the better sources now, and this is, again, all of our stuff is backed up by good science. We think that the best source of SOD, straightforward superoxide dismutase, is cantaloupe.
Really?
Yeah, cantaloupe. Now, of course, yes, eat cantaloupe. We actually think it's, you know, that's great. You're gonna get SOD from it. But unless you're willing to eat about a whole cantaloupe a day, which now you're dealing with sugar issues and all kinds of other things, that's probably not the best thing. That's where the extract comes from. Yeah, the Cucumis melo, which is the cantaloupe, or also known as muskmelon, is loaded with SOD. Now, of course, the problem in the melon is it gets destroyed easy. How much you actually get into your system, you'd have to eat a whole bunch of melon. We want you to go ahead and take the capsule. We think you need around 140 IUs of SOD, which is about 100 and so milligrams of SOD from the melon that will be targeted towards the hepatocyte. The second source is an Asian adaptogen called Schisandra.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, Schisandra is loaded with the catalase. And so what we did is we took the melon pulp extract with the SOD. We've added it to the Schisandra. which provides about 250 milligrams of the catalase. Put those two together. You have a product now that is going to protect the hepatocyte. It's going to supply, in a sense, it's almost like hormone replacement, isn't it? But instead, it's enzyme
for the hepatocyte,
replacement.
Yeah. And really, systemic enzyme is really the last frontier for the anti-aging movement, in my humble opinion. And we really haven't even started to scratch the surface in that area. But getting back to it real quick, is there any indication that how long you have to take it before you start to return to youthful levels of SOD and catalase?
Well, it looks like 4 weeks.
Yeah,
you'll
I
feel
like
better.
This.
Yeah, there was a placebo-controlled trial. It was published in, I think, 2010 in the Nutritional Science Journal. And they had 70 people between 30 and 55. They took 10 milligrams a day of this total. No, you know what? Here's what was amazing about this study, Carl. They only did the melon part.
Wow, without
they
the
didn't
catalase.
Even, they didn't even have the catalase. They did the melon part. They had an equivalent of 100 milligrams of SOD in 70 volunteers, and within 4 weeks, they had greater energy levels, improved physical performance, and better mood. Why? Because you're getting rid of these toxins
yeah.
that are wearing you down.
And you know what? Yeah. I'm ordering some so that post New Year's Eve, after I do my drinking, I'm going to get my liver back
now,
in shape.
Now that study was with the SOD. Now that there are last I looked, there were 400 published studies showing the benefit of Shisandra to detoxification, and now we know why it's the catalase.
Okay. Now, last question I have to ask you quickly. We only have a couple minutes, but Nick Williamelli asked on Facebook if you can take the magnesium threonate instead of your normal magnesium, like glycinate or oxide. And I didn't think so either. Because it's a much smaller dose.
It's a smaller dose, and the magnesium threonate, since we attached that threonate on it, it's going to target the brain. It's going to cross that blood-brain barrier.
Yeah.
We don't have the exact percents, and we're working on that right now, but you're probably looking at about 80% of that dose is going straight to the brain. So you still need to do your regular magnesium supplement, and you don't need to worry about overdoing the magnesium because that magnesium threonate is a smaller dose, and it's going to the brain.
Right, right.
It's leaving your systemic circulation.
Gotcha. And magnesium is important. People should be supplementing with magnesium in this day and age. Absolutely.
Well, listen. You want to know why we have a blood pressure issue in this country?
Yes, I know why, because there's no magnesium. Magnesium is a natural ACE inhibitor.
Yeah, we don't get near enough magnesium. Not only that, in order for crops, good leafy green vegetables to provide magnesium, they need a lot of nitrates in the soil, and there's no nitrates in our soil anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons. We just don't produce crops anymore that have magnesium. So even people that are trying to eat good are not getting enough magnesium in this country. So you got brain issues, blood pressure issues. Man, increase your magnesium. Take a good magnesium.
What do you think? You think 600 to 800 milligrams of magnesium glycinate for a day with meals is adequate for the average person? And how long would it take for blood levels and cell levels to get up there? You think?
Well, I don't. You know, it depends. I think you always ask me that, Carl. Average person. I don't know what an average person is anymore, to be honest with you. But if you take someone who does not have brain issues, someone who does not have blood pressure, 500 milligrams is probably adequate. But if you have blood pressure issues, you simply increase your magnesium until it comes down.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Now listen, maybe you get some bowel issues, but the bowel issues will resolve.
Yes.
You just got to stick with it. People don't know
If you take it with meals, first of all, and the glycinate is less threatening. It doesn't seem to attract as much fluid into the intestines.
It doesn't. Yeah, it seems to be a little bit easier on the system. But the minute you say that someone's going to take it and have issues, they're going to call you.
Don't call me if you if you mess yourself. Listen, Dr. Smith, I want to wish you a happy holiday, happy new year.
Thank you very much, Carl.
And we will see you next year.
Absolutely.
It's going to be hard to be without you for the rest of the year, but we'll have to live
You'll manage, right?
We'll manage, and we'll see you and have a wonderful holiday, okay?
You too. You take care.
Thank you. All right, so when we come back, we're going to have Rob Wolf on the phone, and we're going to cover something that seems pretty easy to understand, but seems to get a lot of people get it wrong for one reason or another, the true paleo diet. Paleo 101 for beginners, intermediates, and idiots like me. We'll be right back.
Protein is
The building block of muscle, protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
you. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. I've received emails over the course of the past couple months asking me to do this show. And I'm thinking to myself, why do we have to do a show about the basics of paleo? And then I realized there are so many versions out there of the paleo diet now. Everybody kind of puts their little slant, their little spin on it. Obviously, my paleo diet includes peptide injections, which is quite different than most out there. I know that our paleo ancestors, Australopithecus peptidus, I think I am a descendant of. But anyway, we have the go-to guy, Rob Wolf, author of The Paleo Solution. How you doing, Rob?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. Before we get started, I have to give a shout-out to Meredith Harbor Yetter, who manages the Highbrow Paleo Facebook page, because several weeks ago they posted on her Facebook page, of all the paleo gurus, you know, who is like the sexiest, the hottest guy, you know, that if you weren't married and he wasn't married, would you most like to be with? And wow, did you get a lot of activity on that post. I mean, several people posted things like, I think Rob Wolf would be an animal in bed and all this other stuff. So first of all, I don't know what's more impressive, that or the fact that you've been nominated as one of the most, one of the 100 most influential people in health and fitness. Which one are you most proud of?
I don't know. I'm pretty stumped by both of them, honestly. It's obviously a very rarefied talent pool, whichever one we're talking about. So if I made anybody's list anywhere, we're obviously dealing with a pool of idiots. So, yeah.
Well, you're way too modest. I mean, you've had an amazing impact on the way people eat and subsequently their health. The list, however, did have some people that I was not happy to see on it, like the Wizard of Oz. Like, come on, give me a break. I understand why you're on there, but I don't understand why he's on there. But, you know, that's the way these lists are. I guess you got to take the good with the bad.
You know, I guess legitimately, like, he definitely is influential. Like, you know, if we're removing the, you know, veracity, morality, and things like that, then and we just reduce it to the brass tacks of what you reach, then, yeah, the dude's got big reach and people listen to him.
But he's making people sicker.
Oh, he's making people sicker. The stuff he says isn't worth lining a birdcage with.
So I guess technically, the tobacco manufacturers should have been on that list too, because they're very influential on the degradation of health and fitness. So there you go. All right,
it's true.
So I digress. Yeah. I digress. But anyway, so Rob, you have to have been frustrated by this. You speak all over the world. You have a world-renowned podcast. You write these wonderful books about paleo nutrition. You help people change the direction of their health. And when you hear people's versions of what paleo is, do you ever scratch your head and go, who are they talking to?
Well, no, I mean, all of these kind of spinoffs. So, you know, if we dial this thing back, you know, really we've got to do a hat tip to like Boyd Eaton and Lauren Cordain.
Yes.
Of being like the first people who kind of cracked this stuff out there. And Boyd Eaton's first go at looking at this stuff was, you know, obviously no grains, no legumes, no dairy. Like that seems to be kind of like the commonality in this whole paleo shtick. But his first analysis looking at like the anthropological record and the, you know, the compendium of the analyzed diets that have been looked at by something like 212 hunter-gatherer groups or whatever, he put together a rough macronutrient estimate that was pretty, you know, reasonably heavy on carbohydrates from like fruits and roots and tubers and all that, and then a little bit lighter on protein sources. And then Lauren Cordain got in and kind of looked at that stuff, I wouldn't say more thoroughly, but, you know, just with a set of fresh eyes and kind of a fresh perspective. Just as a side thing, this is one thing that definitely annoys me, is that folks who come second and third and fourth generation, really hammering on the folks who came first. You know, they're benefiting from the ability of like standing on the shoulders of these people and having a different perspective. And
right.
So I think there have been a few people who are kind of dicks in this regard, and
right.
they're not kind to the people who come before them.
And, so in other words, they're looking at Boyd and they're going, oh, you had it all wrong, man. But he was like, if he didn't start the movement, they wouldn't have anything to refer to.
Yeah, and if he didn't start it, and it was still like 85% there, 90% there, and, it was the kernel, you know, if we think about programming language, you know, it was the kernel from which we all then started experimenting and extrapolating in this kind of like Linux, open source kind of computing, meme shuffling kind of gig. So like I think people are a little bit over the top in that regard, but you know, so Boyd was a little bit heavy on kind of carbohydrate intake. Lauren kind of readjusted that and, you know, it was putting way more emphasis on total caloric intake coming from animal products. But then it was kind of interesting. He was recommending things like, flaxseed oil and stuff like that. But a lot of that was kind of like editorial input. Like they were trying to find some way to make this thing palatable to the masses and also kind of
see, and this is what happens. This is what gets me frustrated. What gets me frustrated is when you stumble on something and then you start scratching your head. And I'm not saying that Boyd did this, but people do this in general. And you go, wow, how am I going to sell this to people? They're not going to really want to do this. How do I make it more palatable? It's just like I commented recently on a website that was bashing the paleo movement in place of the vegan movement, and naturally parroted a lot of things that I learned from you, so I looked smart. And then someone posted a study that showed that, you know, the agrarian approach is better for the environment, and I'm thinking to myself, who cares? If it's not better for your body, you shouldn't eat it. Who cares what it does to the environment? And so, you know, you have these people who take these side issues and they go, okay, well, in order for us to get people to agree with us, we're going to have to not tell them exactly the truth. We're going to have to mold it so it's more palatable.
Well, and that's, you know, when you start talking to the vegetarian vegan scene, when they have lost the battle, then they always slide the discussion to like the environmental deal and the sustainability and even some of the just kind of know-it-all smart asses that are like, well, you can't feed the whole planet on this. And it's like, well, we might actually be able to. There's been some pretty good research looking at.
Well, yeah, if the governments that are throwing money into genetically modified crops that will grow in dead cabbage fields and sand in the Sudan would throw that same money behind animal husbandry in the Sudan, they could eat meat then.
Right. And, you know, it's biodynamic farming, permaculture and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's just kind of a funny thing, but it inevitably people don't like staying on tack. You know, when you're discussing something, it's like, is this stuff good or bad? Does meat cause cancer or whatever? And as you start kind of making your inroads and building the scientific case on this, and they just kind of, they change gears.
They stick their fingers in their ears and they go, yeah, 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 I can't hear you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that was part of my comment at the Ancestral Health Symposium. Denise Minger was a really beautiful, smart young woman, and she was providing a presentation that was basically how to win an argument with a vegetarian. And I thought that it was some really good stuff, and certainly we need to be in a position of, like, you know, knowing what kind of go-to scientific resources and stuff like that. But at the same time, Tom Naughton, who's a pretty well-known comedian, really sharp dude, he and I were talking, and he saw some social science study that was basically like, it doesn't matter how good your argument is. Almost never do you have like a Republican and a Democrat sit down, and then two Democrats walk away, or two Republicans
right.
walk away, or, you know, like a Catholic and a Protestant sit down, and then, you know, two Jews walk away, or, you know,
right,
whatever.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. And so that's where, for me, I just don't get, I don't devote any real time into either trolling websites that are like, quote, contrary to what I'm thinking, or even really giving too much time to that. I just try to put out as much good information as I can, and then let people experiment and kind of find their own conclusion.
Yeah, I like that. And you know what? You're right. You're right about this. You're right on the money about this.
And it's interesting, you know, and I within kind of the vegan scene, like, there's been a number of, you know, like, videos. Like, there's this one nutcase in Australia where he was saying that Mark Stinson and I are on growth hormone, and Lauren Cordain's got a belly. And
that one about Lauren Cordain's belly, and it was like a little ripple in the bottom of his shirt where it met his belt line, and it was like so humorous. Lauren Cordain has never said he's ripped to shreds, or, I mean, he doesn't. It's like, why did they pick on him in that YouTube video? It was so stupid.
Well, it's just funny. I mean, that's where to me the thing really starts heading into kind of religious realm and
yeah.
scientific realm. And I guess it, you know, circling back to like the original question about, you know, what is or what constitutes a paleo diet. Like, when Lauren first cracked this thing open, he had some, you know, some stuff in the book, like no salt, no vinegar, use lemon juice and lime juice instead of vinegar and stuff like that. And in my kind of clinical practice of running a gym, I would recommend these things to folks, and these were no bacon, stuff like that, because the fat content, saturated fat content, which he's definitely modified his stance
approach
on that.
Right.
But for me, you know, I would recommend this stuff to people, and it was funny. There were certain trigger things, like no bacon, the person was out, or bacon was like a leverage deal. You know, it was like, well, okay, I'll give up my oatmeal if I could have bacon and eggs. Like, roger that. You're good to go. And So there were things like bacon. There were things like being able to add salt to your food, stuff like, you know, balsamic vinegar on salads and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That if I told people no, because interestingly, these points of contention also, like the balsamic vinegar deal was because of perception of like acid base balance.
Right.
Which I think that our perception on that was largely wrong. Like we were looking at a very narrow picture of like the acid base story.
Because things that are acidic in nature do not necessarily make you more acidic when they're digested.
Yeah, the net renal acid load does not always play out that way. And then also we were looking at a fairly closed system perspective on this, where nobody was looking at like the respiratory quotient, you know, like how are we changing bicarbonate and CO2 exchange with regards to dietary intake of acid load. The thing that consistently will put people into a net metabolic acidosis is metabolic derangement, being insulin resistant, having high cortisol levels, all that sort of stuff. That will overwhelm your body's buffering capacity, and you will have bone demineralization and muscle wasting and all that stuff. But it's interesting that these things that the science really wasn't that good on, saturated fat, salt, acid-base balance, it also ended up being those inflection points where if I flexed on those points, then I had people buy in. If I was rigid on those particular points, then people didn't buy in, and we didn't help them because they still stuck with the bagels and Cheerios and all that stuff.
Right.
So, you know, for me, that's where when we start talking about, you know, what is paleo or whatever, it's just simply a perspective to try to get people to live a more optimized life. And depending on where you are plugging into this thing, we may have some different considerations on it. If the person is 50 or 100 pounds overweight, we're going to have much less latitude on any amount of dietary carbohydrates.
Right.
And they probably have some autoimmune considerations.
Hey, Rob.
So we're
We've gone real far over because I didn't want to break your rhythm. But let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's kind of lay out what the solid, you know, dyed-in-the-wool paleo style of eating is. And then we'll move forward from there. With some of the things that have become, have changed in consideration for people really adapting to it. We're talking with Rob Wolf. Rob, your website is thepaleosolution.com, correct?
RobWolf.com.
I'm sorry. Rob Wolf, and that's Rob with two B's, RobWolf.com. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APS Nutrition. Today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon
coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Rob Wolf, author of The Paleo Solution. Soon he will be going back underground to write his next book. We are fortunate to have him on the show today. He's also the only man with the cojones to wear the T-shirt that I want to make that says, "Spare an animal, eat a vegan."
I think you would probably have a lot of takers on that one.
I don't know. I put it up on my blog, and you can't believe how many people told me, you know, I have too many vegan friends. I couldn't wear that shirt. It's too aggressive. I thought it was funny. Maybe if I got rid of the PETA sign, I wouldn't offend people who are you know, worried about animal abuse. But I thought it was great. The vegan guy is all washed out looking and skinny, and the paleo people are real robust. And they're looking at him like, hey, you know, that might not be a bad idea. Maybe we should spare an animal and eat him.
I have a feeling that the lunatic fringe that follows my stuff would love it. So okay. I'll tweet on it. And I think you'll find lots of warm embraces over on my side.
Well, I wanted to tell you that after the holiday, I was going to ask you, what size T-shirt are you? Because I'm having one made just for you.
I'll go extra medium or large.
Okay,
so I'm trying to fill those things out.
There you go.
So,
we'll go large, and you can probably shrink it. Good. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. So if someone wants to really, they say, look, Rob, I'm willing to give up salt. I'm willing to give up everything. I have to. I want to eat paleo, completely 100%. What does the diet really look like?
Well, for me, I don't think I would do the minimum kind of intervention that you feel like you need. And with the way that I lay it out in my book, even if folks don't want to read the book, if they go to robwolf.com in the frequently asked questions, we have a 30-day shopping and food guide. We have a how-to section, whether you are an athlete, an endurance athlete, a power athlete, whether you are overweight, if you have an autoimmune consideration. And where I like to buy people in is basically 30 days, no grains, no legumes, no dairy, no sweeteners, no artificial sweeteners. You know, it's a lot of no's, but it's via exclusion. It's easier to go that way than actually saying, it's hilarious. My wife received an email the other day, and the person was like, I'm Jewish. I don't eat pork and shellfish. How do I do paleo? And I was just like, fowl, beef.
Yeah,
lamb, turkey, I
fish,
you know,
lots of
hilarious.
Fish.
Yeah, just people will present this thing like they are so damn helpless, and so it's you know, just don't make it more complex than what you need to. But there's a ton of free resources there. Basically, 30 days, no grains, no legumes, no dairy. You want to use a little salt, use some salt. But what I find is that most people discover that they definitely have some sort of intolerance to grains in general, more specifically like wheat, rye, oats, barley, millet, like the gluten-containing stuff. They may be able to get away with some corn or rice, you know, on an occasional basis. If you're a hard-charging athlete, then you probably want to keep some yams and sweet potatoes and squash in there. You know, going completely low-carb if you're training really hard may not be the best way to tackle all that stuff. But generally, that's kind of the buy-in.
Right.
And then if you have an autoimmune disease or if you are really sick, like you've just been, you know, kind of like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia for a long time, then I would recommend buying in on the autoimmune protocol. So no grains, no legumes, no dairy, cut out tomatoes, potatoes, and nightshade. Really try to avoid things like ibuprofen and alcohol and acetaminophen, anything that could be a potential gut irritant, which there's a ton of stuff out there that is a potential gut irritant. But we've seen shocking improvement in people who, have an autoimmune disease or have systemic, really wanton systemic inflammation, and they do not just the paleo approach, but also this kind of ramped up autoimmune protocol, and lo and behold, you know, their problems end up resolving in 30 days. And that's kind of the sell that I put out there, and I'm kind of a hard sell on the front end because I want people to really get great results. Then at the end of the 30 days, they can look back and they can check and see, how do I look? How do I feel? How do I perform? What have my biomarkers of health and disease done? And then they can make a reasonable assessment. Is this a good return on investment? Because obviously, you know, there's some sacrifice, but then hopefully some benefit from that sacrifice. And then you can make an informed decision about whether or not this is something that you want to do. And if I can get people to largely do something like that, we tend to get like an 85-90% buy-in, and people are, you know, Monday through Friday pretty much bought in. On the weekends, they might loosen things up and have a little bit of booze and maybe have some like gluten-free pancakes or something like that. But they're way healthier, and it's something that's livable over the long haul. But if people sneak up on this, and this was something that, you know, like Lauren's publishers, because none of these folks had kind of a clinical background with, you know, working with people, they recommended trying to displace like one meal a week or something like that.
Right.
Slowly sneaking up on the thing. And I just found that to fail miserably, because people still had enough exposure of bad foods so that they still felt like hell, but then they weren't getting their bad food all the time, so they just missed it.
Right.
So, you know, there wasn't the immediate improvement that they could say, okay, yeah, I'm missing my Little Debbie snack cakes, but I've also lost 25 pounds, and that GI problem that I've had since I was a kid is now gone. So,
and that, you know, you would think that would be motivation enough, but it's amazing. If you look at, and again, I mean, I'm not a proponent of taking pharmaceutical drugs, and so my audience knows this, but I'm saying it just for anybody that's tuning in new to the show. There's been research done on compliance of medications. And people, there was one study that was done with people who had a life-threatening disease, and the drug that they were taking was a rescue drug for their heart, and compliance was only 50%. So you have a person who like, if I don't take this drug, I most likely will die, and they don't take the drug. So if people are not willing to be compliant in a situation with that kind of severity, it's hard to get them to cut out certain foods that they love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I kind of talked about that in my book, like I have a way easier time than what most doctors do, because if you go into a gym, you've already made some sort of a selection decision to at least theoretically do something for yourself. You know, we have some people that mainly just want hand holding and they really don't comply, but I would say that number has decreased over time. But, you know, even out of our clientele, 50% of people, if we put something in front of them and we say, hey, this is, you know, when we bring people in, we start them in our on-ramp program, it's a beginner's program, and then we introduce like a paleo challenge and take before and after photographs and all this stuff, give them the how-tos of doing this stuff. 50% of people, they just do it. They see our portfolio of before and after photos, and they're like, money, I'm in, let's do this.
Yeah.
Out of the remaining 50%, half of those people, it takes arm bending, bludgeoning, begging, cajoling, and eventually you get them to buy in. And they typically, even though they were dragging their heels, they become like super annoying because they're like so over the top about the whole thing.
Yeah, they become zealots once they're committed. And that's great. Yeah, that's great.
But then you have the final, you know, 25% of the beginning scene that they just never buy in. And I think that's, I've talked to a lot of people, and that's, you know, some people really like trying to go after that final non-compliant 25%. They like to, you know, try to figure out the psychology of these people and the, you know, the inner child spankings that happened or need to happen and all the rest of that stuff. And I'm just such a cold, callous individual. I'm just kind of like, if you don't
just do it.
Have enough desire to live, then just go die.
Yeah.
You know,
because like, I've actually said that on the show. I've actually said, you know, life is not for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. It may just be too damn hard for you.
Darwin
know?
Proved that. Life is not for everyone. You know, it's like, maybe you're not supposed to be here, but please leave before you create offspring. That's all I ask.
Or, you know, before you, you get lumped into the same tranche as I'm in on my health insurance.
Yeah.
I have to pay for you.
Right.
You know, that's going to piss me off. So I, with this stuff, you know, you just have a certain chunk of people that are willing to just give it a shot, just out of curiosity sake, if nothing else. And then you have other folks that are, you know, like legitimately addicted to the food, and occasionally you make some progress on that, but it's a very, low return, you know, high investment, low return, low success rate. And I just have had so many people that are very interested in working and changing and doing this stuff. I mean, now literally like hundreds of thousands of people a week, you know, hitting the blog, hitting the podcast, all that sort of jazz. That I just have absolutely no time for people that are helpless and not willing to just like give stuff a shot, you know, and I think we have enough science. We have enough compelling anecdotal information. And
you know what I want to say about anecdotal information before we go into this break? Scientists hate anecdotal information. They say it means nothing. But a scientific study is nothing more than a controlled anecdotal information. If you have a population of people out there in the millions who are seeing the same effects and results from doing something, to me, that's as good as a controlled study. So I hate when scientists discount anecdotal information.
Well, I do too, but you know, it's true. It's not controlled. We may still have biases in there. Like I buy all that stuff, but when the potential cost or the potential danger is minimal, I'm left a little bit flummoxed why we can't just say, okay, let's run some people through this and keep some clinical notes and see what happens. And then we've got the beginnings of some investigative science. You know, we've gone from what is even lower than epidemiology, just a bunch of anecdotal comments, and then we go into a clinical, controlled, quasi-controlled clinical setting, and it creates enough of a background where it's like, okay, let's really put a research proposal forward and see what's happening with this. And I'm actually involved with three of these proposals right now, where it's going to be big dollars.
Yeah, let's take a break, because I know you've told me about one of them. Let's talk about the one that they're actually going to compare the Paleolithic style of eating to all of these other styles of eating. That's one of them, right? That you guys
yeah.
are working. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then I want you to weigh in on alcohol, since New Year's Eve is upon us and the festivities. We're talking with Rob Wolf. He is the author of The Paleo Solution. His website is chock full of great resources. As you heard a moment ago, you can get all sorts of your shopping list right from his website. Go to Rob, R-O-B-B, Wolf, W-O-L-F.com. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today
today at primordialperformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking this hour with Rob Wolf. His website is robwolf.com, robwolf.com. Lots of great resources there to help you plot your Paleolithic style of eating. Rob, you mentioned this on another show once, that you guys are endeavoring to do a very, very well-organized study comparing paleo-style eating against the vegan diet and a variety of others, correct?
Yeah, we had some really solid support at the University of Washington and at the Fred Hutch Cancer Research Center, also there in Seattle. And what they're putting together, they've done some really cool intervention studies under some different parameters already. So this is a robust kind of gold standard clinical intervention. So where Stefan Lindeberg did a pretty cool study where he took type 2 diabetic heart patients, put one group on a Mediterranean diet, one group on a paleo-type diet, but they were basically counseled as to what to eat and then just kind of set free. And the interesting thing is that the Mediterranean diet group had a barely statistically significant improvement in blood glucose handling and whatnot, whereas the paleo diet group, after 8 weeks, was effectively not type 2 diabetic any longer and had all kinds of great blood lipid improvements and whatnot. But the correct, but also in some ways annoying, criticism of that study is that these were free-living human beings. You don't really know what they were eating. And yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, there's still some unknowns there. And that's where this study will actually have people living in a metabolic or clinical kind of setting. And they will have one group of people on what we would consider like an autoimmune paleo type gig. We'll have another group of people on kind of a vegan type deal, another group of people on a Mediterranean type diet, another group of people on American Heart Association type diet. And we're going to be looking at a ton of different parameters, some markers of systemic inflammation, and they're going to use some things besides C-reactive protein, so some more sophisticated flow cytometry, markers of systemic inflammation. They're also going to be looking at signs and symptoms of gut permeability. So it's going to be a very comprehensive intervention, and it's going to run for a period of time, and then we're going to see some crossover. And so they're going to take groups and switch them from one dietary protocol to another so that we can get some further statistical robustity out of the whole story. But this is something that, you know, again, we kind of have to wait for the whole thing to play out, and we'll see how it goes. But if it goes the way that I think it will, this is going to be kind of a bullet in the head of all of these detractors and naysayers. Like, we're going to see meat-consuming human beings reduce systemic inflammation, improve gastrointestinal functioning, you know, every metabolic parameter that you would care to track, we're going to see that stuff improve. And then the other side of this is, you know, things like the standard American diet, vegetarian diet, vegan diet, you know, those types of things. And in all likelihood, probably going to see some problems with that. You know,
right. If
our theory is correct about, you know, like, gut permeability and anti-nutrients from like grains, legumes, and you know, some cross reactivity.
Will you be using natural animal proteins from animals fed natural diets like grass fed beef and chicken?
That's the plan. Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing that's part of one of the crossover parameters is looking at grass fed and or wild caught meat. There's kind of a comparison within that. And, you know, actually, I can't, that's all I can say on that.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Give away all the good.
No. I can't wait for that, because that's going to be like a real bell ringer for me. I'm really looking forward. Give me an ETA. When do you think that this will start? When do you think you'll be done with it?
Well, they do have an avenue that they're going to look at through the NIH to see if we can get some governmental funding, which they've couched all of the questions in a really smart way. And so we've got a pretty good chance to get some NIH funding. And if they don't, then we're basically going to do like a fundraiser kind of gig. But
I'm down for that. Listen, my audience will be down for that. I mean, I want to be part of that fundraising event, if that's
what you're talking about. Well, it's about $1 million to fund this the way that
hopefully the NIH will kick in. No, I'm kidding around. No, I mean it. I mean, look, there's enough people out there. You know, there's a million people with an interest in the results of this. If they gave a dollar each, we'd be there.
Oh, totally. And, you know, there, Alessio Fasano, who's the real hotshot gluten research out of the University of Maryland, he was approached by a private donor whose wife had been sick for 35 years, and then she was given a paleo book. I don't know if it was mine or Lauren's or Mark Sisson's or whose it was, but basically she got well. They figured out that she had a gluten intolerance her whole life. She'd been checked for all of the, you know, celiac and all that stuff, and it, you know, it's obviously way more sophisticated than just the one or two epitopes of gluten that they're looking at for celiac. And so this guy basically tracked down Fasano, and he said, "What can I do to help you research better?" And Fasano was like, "Money's always nice." And the dude gave him $40 million.
Oh, come on.
To do
can he kick one of those over to you for this, you're doing?
Probably. You okay. know, that's the thing. Like, we have a number of very, very wealthy people who are checking this whole thing out now. And so, you know, when the rubber hits the road, I think that when we go to pass the hat around, you know, I think collectively, like you said, if everybody pitches in a dollar or $5, we could get halfway there rather quickly. And then we get a couple of well-moneyed contributors. I think that we could be there. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But it's interesting. It's good. And, you know, it's just kind of the evolution of this stuff. You see some, again, this goes back to that anecdotal kind of thing. You know, we've had some interesting anecdotes, and now we need to get a little more sophisticated in our science so that we can say, yeah, there really is something here, or no, this is mass hallucination. We can't really credibly make the as broad a claim to what we're making.
We have just a few minutes before we go into this next break. And when we come out of the break, I want to talk about your new book, because I know that you're going on the ground for a while and people aren't going to see you. But what is your position on alcohol? Do you think that there is a health value to alcohol? Do you think that we make that excuse because we enjoy its drug-like effects? Where do you stand with alcohol?
My deal with alcohol is drink enough to optimize your sex life, not so much that you damage performance.
You're sincere when you say that.
Yeah.
What? Well, how does it optimize sex life? We mean because people get loosened up?
Very, very little. alcohol hits both the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. So it's funny. It makes you feel like you're way more in control of your stuff than what you are. And in fact, you are completely out of control of
right.
your stuff. So
gotcha. Okay.
It's a very narrow dose response field there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, I want you to talk about your next project, okay?
Cool.
We're talking with Rob Wolf. His website is robwolf.com, R-O-B-B-W-O-L-F.com. Great information there, great resources. His book, The Paleo Solution, everybody should own it. We'll be right back.
Down around the corner, a half a mile from here, you see them old trains running and you watch them disappear without love. Where would you be now?
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
you. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise Choice Medicine. .net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
The beauty of live radio. I'm going to break the news on something. You've heard it. You'll hear it here first. Dr. Robert Goldman and Arnold Schwarzenegger have formed the International Sports Hall of Fame. It's a nonprofit foundation established to honor the world's greatest athletes, legends in all sports. This is a global organization that believes recognition of these remarkable sports people should endure and be recognized long after their careers have ended. The induction ceremonies will be held annually every March at the Arnold
Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio, which is the world's largest annual sports weekend, hosting over 200,000 attendees and 18,000 competing athletes. That is fresh off the press, right from Dr. Goldman himself, chairman of A4M. Yeah, he's a big supporter of the show as well. Great guy. And so congratulations.
Very cool.
The website is sportshof.org, Sports Hall of Fame, HOF.org, not House of Pancakes, okay? Well, there you go.
You know, Ed, I'll throw something along that genre.
Please.
A friend of mine, Eva Twardokens, was just inducted into the Skiing Hall of Fame. Eva's a two-time Olympian, six-time world champion in the giant slalom event. And interestingly, she's a good friend of mine, amazing athlete, a beautiful woman, very, very deserving of this thing. But her father was actually Lauren Cordain's professor when Lauren did his PhD.
What a small world.
So kind of, yeah, very, very wacky small world. But she was just inducted into the Skiing Hall of Fame. So
that's very cool. That's very cool. Okay, so you are about to disappear from the landscape to write your next book. What is the book going to be about?
You know, I'm still nervous even talking about it, but it's
why are you afraid that I'm afraid that you're going to give it away, or you're nervous?
Not at all. I'm just it's basically kind of a food politicky big picture, like FDA subsidies, libertarian politics, free markets, medical access. Just
yeah, I love it. I love it already.
How did we get here?
Yeah,
you know,
I love it.
How are we at this spot? And in a lot of ways, you know, I just read this book by, I think I mentioned it on the other show that you and I did recently,
right.
Matt Ridley, the Rational Optimist. You know, we are living in amazing times. Like I would say maybe prior to 2001, you know, everybody was about as wealthy, happy, safe, secure as you could get. And then after 9/11, we've had some significant bumps in the road. But, you know, we have an amazing... We live in an amazing time, but that said, we have some really disturbing stuff that we're facing, you know, increasing healthcare costs. One of the main points that I make early in the book is that anytime technology increases, typically costs go down. You know, like when you look at processing, you know, computer processing costs, like a gigabyte of processing in the 1960s was like $2 million or something like that.
Right.
You know, it was absolutely insane. Whereas now a gigabyte of processing is so cheap that people buy flash drives and then print their business logos on it and give them away.
Like right.
It literally is
right.
It's so cheap that it's a giveaway kind of item. And we know more about medicine. We know more about biology and genetics and physiology than we have ever known. We've had a stunning increase in our knowledge of medicine over the last 30 or 40 years, but yet healthcare costs have gone up. And this is singularly unique. Even precious metals, generally, the costs have gone down because as desire for items increases, technology typically improves, and then our ability to mine improves. So even what we would call scarce resources, if you track these things economically over time, their cost per unit has gone down, but yet our cost per unit on healthcare has gone up stratospherically.
Right.
And so how the hell can that happen? And so that's really the premise of the book. You know, any other kind of market-based approach to technology, we see a decrease in cost. And in fact, we're seeing a shocking increase in cost. And something that, you know, in a gloom and doom kind of scenario, it's like, oh, it could cripple the economy or, you know, whatever. And maybe it can. Maybe we'll figure out a way around it. But the way that we have been doing things with farm subsidies, with ties between the FDA and the government you know, all the rest of that sort of guy, it's not going to improve until we do something very, very
good. You know, and I shared with you in an email, and my audience knows this as well, that in January, probably the third week of January, I'm flying to New York to take part in Fox and Friends as a panel guest.
Right.
My point of discussion is that the, you know, by 2030, we're supposed to have 50% of the population obese. Obese people are the ones who are really taxing the healthcare system. It can implode this nation. I think that the ensuing obesity epidemic and its dependence on healthcare is probably a greater threat to our stability economic stability than the failure of the mortgage banks, the bailing out the banks, you know, terrorism and bailing out GM all combined. Because what people fail to understand about this is 50% of the population will be dependent on the other 50% of the population simultaneously while they also are not productive any longer. So you basically have, and the analogy I've given on some other interviews I've done is you have a car, you know, pulling towing something up a hill, and 50% of its cylinders just die. What people understand about engines is it's not just that you lost the power, but those cylinders aren't firing and now dragging the engine down.
Right.
And we're just going to go backwards in a heaping a flame at the bottom of the hill, just crumpled up. And that's where this nation is going. So this is an important subject. Have you read Bill Falloon's new book, Pharmocracy, about the pharmaceutical agenda and how it's crippling this country?
I have not. Pharmocracy. No.
Yeah.
No.
He just released that book a few months ago. You know, Bill Falloon is the guy who started Life Extension Foundation, and he's there.
Okay.
But, you know, I think this is a good book, and I think that we need a dozen authors writing these books in different ways and saying these things in different ways, because the mainstream media is painting a different picture. And we need a lot of the sky is falling talk, because people need to get this through their head. It's like, you know what? Obesity is not an option. It's not an option. It's not like, well, I think I'm going to tattoo my whole body. Well, that's your option. You should do that. That doesn't affect me sitting next to you. Your obesity is now costing everyone around you money. And it's time for us to stop worrying about being politically correct and address the issue here once and for all. And to take it a step further, and I've said this on the show numerous times, and I keep ringing these bells because I want people to start repeating these things out there. Talking about fixing health care without talking about fixing nutrition is tantamount to me walking into your house while it's burning to the ground and saying, hey, Rob, we should paint the walls blue. And you'd look at me and go, Carl, are you a jerk? The house is on fire. We need to get out. I'm not thinking about painting the walls. You can't talk about fixing healthcare until you talk about why people are getting sick in the first place. It's food. It's the food they're eating. But nobody wants to piss the food manufacturers off. Nobody wants to piss Big Agro off. Nobody wants to piss Monsanto or anybody else off. So they're just letting people die.
Yeah, well, and you know, the a lot of this infrastructure exists because of subsidies and kind of nefarious connections between government and some of these business entities. I think it's interesting in that we are reaching kind of a critical mass with social media, where people can get good information rather quickly, and you know, we've known for a long time that you don't get the best information off of, you know, like nationally syndicated news broadcasts and stuff like that. You know, only morons, I think that, you know, that there's really all that substantive out of there. But we're really getting to a point where you have folks on the internet that, this is a great example, the Cal Fire, California State Fire Authority, they don't use a centralized kind of system for figuring out how bad a fire is or what fires are going on. There's this dude who's a private guy who is just super geeked on ham radio and computers and kind of systems type stuff, and he's the guy that has consistently provided the most up-to-date, accurate information on, like, wildfires in California.
That's amazing.
And it was kind of a weird deal, but, you know, for years, everybody had to clandestinely use this guy's information. If they went by the Cal Fire information, they were always hours or days behind where
late.
This guy was, like, updated to the minute. And so it's a very decentralized kind of market-based thing where this dude loves doing this so much, and he's so good at it that you can't hire 100 people who are just, you know, paid zombies to do the work of this one guy. And so you have different kind of advocacy people and people analyzing stuff and putting their 2 cents forward and whatnot. And then it really just comes down to people taking some self-accountability and experimenting with the stuff. And, you know, you've got, I think everybody should be vegan for a month.
Everybody go be vegan. Everybody do a Mediterranean diet for a month, you know, and then try paleo for a month and see how you look, feel, and perform, check biomarkers of health and disease. And I am, unlike a religious zealot, and I'm not going to do what the vegans do, which is slide back on like moral issues and crap like that. I'm completely confident the vast majority of people are going to look, feel, and perform better on something that looks like an ancestral diet.
Yeah.
And so that's cool. Like the job's done. If people will just experiment with it, the job's done.
Right.
And so I'm pretty optimistic about that, you know, with regards to getting this information out via social media and people doing some thinking. What I would like is to have less government, you know, intervention. I'm a big Ron Paul fan, so we'll see how all this stuff plays out over the next election. But I'm pretty fired up about the book, but I'm equal parts terrified because I know exactly how to research a scientific book, tracking down. You know, government liaison, government connections between business and all that stuff is an entirely different gig for me. So we'll figure out if I actually am a decent writer or if the first book was a complete flash in the pan, one trick pony gig. So we'll see.
I got a feeling if it's like anything else that you do, it's really going to be phenomenal, personally.
Oh, thank
you. I can't wait to read it and have you on the show to talk about it. I'll tell you right now, because this is right up my alley.
Carl, you've been a big supporter from like, early in me getting going with this stuff. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And you know what? And have a great holiday. Have a great new year. And we will, obviously you're going to be sequestered for most of the next year. I take it, right?
I'm finishing my outline. Like I'm giving myself all of December to outline. And then I'm going to give myself the first week of January to do my initial research investigation, and then from there, I'm going to tell my publisher, okay, I believe I can get this done by this date. So we'll know sooner what my deadline is.
Okay. If you are available for interviews, I'm always looking to have you on, obviously. So it just depends on how you may want to give little teasers about something that you discovered that's a side story to something that you're writing about so that people want to get the book. We did that with Randy Roach with Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, and when he finally when the book hit the market, it just people ripped it off the ground because they wanted to read the rest of the story, so to speak. So,
I'd love to. That sounds great.
Yeah,
that
keep me posted. Hey, listen, have a wonderful holiday, Rob.
You too, Carl. Take care.
Talk to you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we also want to thank Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation for coming on and talking about all these great things. Don't forget, Life Extension Foundation is running a special right now. You can get an annual membership for $25. That's ridiculous. You can't get anything worth what they do over there for $25. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Life Extension banner ad down on the bottom right-hand side. Get yourself a free 6-month subscription and join the Life Extension Brigade. And we'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.